Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello and welcome to your Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. I'm Amanda Quinn.
And I'm Laura Jackson.
And in today's podcast, we are going to be covering the top four reasons why it's okay to skip a workout and not feel guilty. So this is amazing, right? Like, because how many times do you always feel guilty, Laura? Like when you skip a workout, do you kind of have that feeling of like guilt and like overwhelming of like, oh my gosh, I'm going to feel so bad. I feel so terrible. And it like eats away at you.
Well, I think everyone loves to hear it's okay to skip a workout. You don't have to work out. But I mean, again, it goes back to the whole thing we always talk about is you should work out because you love your body, not for any type of punishment. So we don't want to get in the mentality that it's a good thing to skip a workout, but it's good to think that it is okay. Because I do agree that we all get into this mindset that more is better and more is not better, especially when it comes to transforming your body. So I think that really needs to be something that people shift the way that they think about their workouts. But yeah, there's been a million times where I'm like, I do not want to work out today.
Of course. But I mean, oftentimes when you feel that way, especially if you're somebody I find that's conditioned to work out on a regular basis, like if you, this is sort of your routine, you know, you work out every day and it's kind of set in your schedule and this is the part of your lifestyle. When you do skip a workout, you do actually feel guilty because it's like, you feel like you're kind of, you know, you're not following your schedule. But in all reality, if your body is telling you that you need to skip a workout because of some of these reasons that we'll go over, that's probably the indicator that you need to actually, you do need to skip it. You do need to pay attention to your body and like honor sort of what's happening, because oftentimes you're actually probably either not doing yourself any good by doing your workout, or you are potentially causing injury or anything like that.
Completely. And I mean, I also think, yeah, like when you're saying like being conditioned, because it's like, for me, it's such a habit now to work out every day. Yeah. That even when I'm super sore or super tired, or, you know, I know in my brain, I need to give my body that recovery time. It's just, it's such a habit. Like my body wants to move. I feel like I'm missing something if I don't do it.
Yeah, no, for sure. So what we're going to talk about today, as I said, is the top four reasons why it's okay for you to skip a workout and not feel guilty about it. But before we get into that, I just want to talk about what happens to your body when you actually skip a workout. Because I don't know if you're like me, but for me, when I skip a workout, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I immediately feel like I've gained weight, or I feel sluggish, I feel weird. Like I feel totally out of whack. But in all reality, when you skip a workout, it's not that detrimental to your day-to-day. So basically, you know, if you need a break and things are hectic, your schedule's crazy, et cetera, you know, and you skip your workout, according to the Journal of Applied Physiology, if you skip working out altogether for 1 week, it will not cause any major setbacks. But it does say that after 14 days, you can actually start significantly reducing your overall cardiovascular system, lean muscle mass, and insulin sensitivity. So after 14 days is when that's being completely like, I'm not doing anything for 14 days, you can actually start seeing a change. And then the Journal of Applied Physiology also says that it would take about 2 months total to see a complete loss of your overall fitness. So knowing that it could take up to 2 months, if you're going to skip a day, you definitely don't have to feel bad about it. Agree?
Completely. Like, I mean, I think that I love hearing stats like this because I think it starts to like, you know, it starts to give you more perspective on fitness, because like I said earlier, we're so conditioned to think that more is better, when really like knowing that your body is not going to change just because you skip one workout, like it makes it a little bit easier to digest and start to find the balance between your workouts and your life.
Definitely. Well, and also these stats also say that the more fit you are, the longer it will take for you to have that complete loss of overall fitness. But on average, it is about 2 months. Also, what's interesting, and I thought this was really cool, is that, and actually, before I tell you this stat, I want to ask you, do you think, Laura, that it's like a little pop quiz, you know,
stress me out.
Just a quick one. Just one question. All right. Would you say that in your 2 month of losing your overall fitness, what would you say, would you lose your strength or your endurance first?
I'd say probably strength.
You are right.
Woohoo!
Now, the reason why, and I'm not sure if you know the reasoning behind it, but the reason why is that basically you will lose your strength. It's said that you'll lose your strength over endurance first. And the reason being is that we have both slow twitch type 1 and fast twitch type 2 fibers in our muscles, right? So type 1, type 2. And the slow twitch type 1 is the type of muscle fibers that we use every day, like when we're walking, talking, sitting, etc. So type 1 contributes to everyday living, etc. So they're continually used. I don't know why I'm having trouble talking today. And also used for endurance. But the fast twitch is used for strength and explosive movements. So when you stop working out, they also stop getting worked, therefore making it harder to maintain. So basically, you know, that's the reason why your overall strength gets lost first, because you're not using your fast twitch muscles as often versus endurance, meaning you're just using your type 1 slow twitch muscles every day. So they can kind of maintain themselves a little bit better.
I find that very interesting. I actually didn't know that.
I know. No, I found it really interesting too. All right. So now that we know sort of what happens if you do skip a workout, so basically what we're saying is nothing crazy, skip a day if you feel that way. Basically, here are the top 4 reasons why you should skip a workout without the guilt. So the first reason would be that you are S-I-C-K. So you are sick. You are not feeling well. Because, okay, first of all, nobody wants to share space with someone who is feeling sick and spreading their germs all over the place, right? And if you feel like you're coming down with something, stay away from a gym class, et cetera. You don't want to be responsible for spreading that kind of love. Like, nobody wants you around if you're like coughing on the machines or like, you know, having a runny nose, picking up weights, that kind of thing. Like, just do everybody a favor and just stay away from that kind of public space, especially where people are kind of, you know, constantly touching each other, like not each other, touching all of the machines and et cetera. So if you are not feeling well, you should definitely take a break. However, if you're feeling just a little bit under the weather, meaning like you just have a bit of a stuffy or runny nose, did you know that it's actually good to get some exercise in? So it's suggested that you should go for a walk, a light run, or do an at-home workout to help you sweat it out and boost your immunity. So nothing too intense, but if you're just having like a little bit of something coming on, you should definitely still keep moving. But if you are actually sick, you have, you can feel it in your chest, you have an upset stomach, fever, body aches, et cetera, you need to rest. That is your body's way of telling you, I need to sleep. I need a break. Slow it down. So honor that. That is my number one for sure.
Well, completely. And I mean, the most important thing, like obviously when you're sick is resting. And it's giving your body its chance to actually heal itself. And I mean, I agree in terms of doing the light exercise, it's good, but that really is, like you said, if you're stuffy or a runny nose, like not, you know, not if you have the flu, not if you're like in the midst of a massive sinus infection, like obviously that's going to put more pressure in your head, but just, you know, a lot of times, especially when you're a seasoned worker outer, you don't skip your workouts, you keep pushing, and then you're not giving your body the chance to do what it needs to do, which is, you know, rest and repair.
Of course. And I mean, if you think about it, if you're working out and you're feeling really sick, chances are your workout's going to be crap. Like, you're not really going to be working out to your full capacity because you're like exhausted. And also, it's, you're not doing yourself a favor. Oftentimes you'll notice that you'll actually prolong your healing process because your body now has to recover from your workout, and it also has to continue to try to recover from whatever illness that you have going on. So definitely, if you're feeling real sick, take a break. If you have just something that you're kind of like, I feel like I'm fighting something a little bit, go ahead and do something, but keep it nice and light.
Yeah.
So our number two reason why you should skip a workout and not feel guilty would be because your muscles are really sore. Now, it's totally normal to feel sore after a workout, right? Especially like if it's just little aches and pains. But if you are feeling extreme discomfort or pain, like extreme discomfort, you may want to sit this one out. Oftentimes, you will have this because of, there's this thing called DOMS. So it's the delayed onset muscle soreness. And this is a real thing. So you know how like sometimes after your workout, the next day you'll feel like kind of sore, but then like 2 days later you'll feel like extremely sore. So that's DOMS. And what's happening is that basically it happens because you've engaged in either a new physical activity or you've pushed yourself a little too hard and it results in this soreness. So it's your body just trying to completely recover all the muscle fibers that you've sort of torn. And oftentimes it's just like it's delayed. And so you have to give yourself time to heal that. If you are feeling that, if you're feeling 2 days later, like you can barely walk, you need to just sit it out and then slowly get back into whatever it is, this new routine that you've started.
Well, yeah. And I mean, especially if you're someone who lifts a lot of weights, and that's the thing that we forget is that muscle is actually built. There's a saying, muscles are built in the bed. And that's why sleep is so important to muscle growth, because it's during the rest period that you actually build your muscle. It's not during the workout. During the workout, you're actually, in a sense, tearing the muscle down. You're challenging it. You're breaking it down to have rebuild as stronger in a little less kind of scientific way possible to talk about it. But yeah, so that rest period is when you really, you need that to actually build the muscle. So DOMS, like you were saying, delayed onset muscle soreness, it's a lot of times it will happen really badly if you've never worked out or if you're doing a brand new workout and you're utilizing muscles that have never experienced that extra load. Yeah. But the same thing, if you have been working out for a really long time and maybe you've gone really, really heavy, but that's where you do need, you know, a day, 2 days, 3 days in between. Like power lifters are not power lifting every single day. They are very focused just as much on their recovery and their time in between as they are on the workout. So if you're feeling that, you definitely need to take some time to recover.
Definitely. And I mean, the reason why you should sit out if you're having that extreme discomfort is, you know, basically because this means that your body is not recovering. So if you keep pushing, your body will never recover well, and you can actually cause injury as well. Right. So, and the reason why I say that you can maybe cause injury, and it's more common to actually get injured when you're feeling like either DOMS or even just extreme discomfort, is because oftentimes, you know, for example, if your quads, so the front parts of your legs, your quadriceps are feeling really intense and you start doing a leg workout, oftentimes you can cause injury because you're not going to be using correct form and your mobility might be limited. So then you'll actually have a negative impact on your workout. So your best bet is, so the solution to this is keep moving if you are feeling sore, but again, think about it, go for walks, stretch for long bouts, and get your blood and your lactic acid moving, which will help you. You will actually notice that you're not feeling as sore at that point, but at the same time, you want to make sure that you are not pushing back. And of course, if extreme pain persists for more than 48 hours, you always want to consult your doctor to be sure that you do not actually have an injury. So.
Oh yeah. Like I find with a lot of people, I mean, that initial, like, well, especially if you're first to working out and you get that initial soreness, it can be like such a deterrent to keep going. Cause you're like, oh my God, if I'm going to feel this sore all the time, but it doesn't usually happen. But like you said, that's when you need to skip. You need to get some time. You need to chill.
You need to chill. And usually about 2 days is usually a good, like 2-3 days is usually a good time frame to figure out, like, to feel back to normal, I find. And then once you're kind of back to normal, you get back into it. Because other than that, like, it will just, it'll keep persisting. Like, you'll never sort of get past that because you'll never recover. So you have to give yourself that time to recover.
Totally agree. And lots of water.
Yes. lots of water. All right. So our number three tip on when you should skip your workout and not feel guilty is when you were feeling extremely exhausted. So, you know, it's true, of course, like if you're feeling sluggish or you're feeling tired, a good workout will help to wake you up. Okay. Like totally. I agree with that 100%. There's days where I just feel like I'm like dragging my butt and I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I do my workout and I feel like I have this whole new life, you know, and I feel so much more energized. But if you're feeling complete exhaustion where you can barely get through the day, you need to take time to rest. Same thing if you're feeling super stressed out and you're feeling it physically or you have persistent fatigue, take time to rest. You're not going to do yourself any favors by pushing through that workout because, again, your workout is probably never going to be great. You'll be super exhausted throughout it. So you won't really get the benefits from it because you're not going to be using, you know, your body the right way. And without rest, your body will never recover properly. So it will just end up building on the stress and stress hormones and impeding your results anyways. So if you're feeling super exhausted, you need to take time.
Again, I mean, it all kind of goes into the same thing, right? Like rest is so important. Like your body, you have to listen to your body's cues. You have to, if you're tired, there's a reason why you're tired. You know what I mean? Like, and especially if you are generally healthy all the time, if you're not honoring your body, and this is where I find though it kind of gets to be a little bit hard for people who are, you know, especially if you're just entering into your fitness journey or your healthy lifestyle journey, because it's super easy to, you know, feel like, oh, I don't really want to. And then you're just like, I'm tired. You know what I mean? Like there's a difference. There's like that fine line between like, am I really exhausted? Or is this just like, I don't want to do it? But I just think you've got like, it's so important to honor your body. And it's so in our day and age, we push, like, you know, in terms of work, in terms of doing more, in terms of staying up late, because we feel like we've got to get stuff done before the kids get up in the morning. Like there's always so many things that we're just pushing to do. And we just need to take a step back sometimes and be like, utilize that time though, not to just be exhausted, go to sleep. Like that's the main thing is go to sleep. Like don't just be exhausted. Like I'm so exhausted, I'm going to lay on the couch and watch TV. Turn everything off and go to bed because the magic happens when you're sleeping. Like I just was saying earlier, that's muscles are built in the bed. Not only muscles, but your immune system is built in the bed when you're sleeping. I think it's actually, I don't want to quote this wrong, but it's during the third sleep cycle. That's when your muscles actually, because as you go through the process during the night, there, you know, there's REM sleep, like rapid eye movement, and then non-REM sleep. But when you're during that cycle, that's when actually your muscles repair, your organs repair, your immune system repairs, growth hormone is released. So there's a lot of cool stuff that's happening in your body when you're sleeping. So anyways, that's my long convoluted story of like, if you are exhausted though, you know, differentiate between the two, actual exhaustion, honor your body and go to bed if you are.
For sure. And one point on that is if you are someone who struggles with sleep, because if you're someone who has, you know, a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, or even just insomnia and all of these things, and sleep is actually the problem. And that's why you're feeling so exhausted because you're actually struggling with that routine of actually getting to sleep. Rather than going and doing a workout that you're going to rev up your engine internally and feel energized from it, skip the workout, head home and find some kind of release, relaxation techniques, like try yoga, meditation, or even taking a bath, reading, et cetera, to start getting yourself ready for that sleep state. So it will help you kind of center yourself and ground yourself a little bit more so that you can actually feel more relaxed and then sleep can actually hopefully happen for you a little bit easier.
Well, and that's what even in our fitness and nutrition expert program, we do a whole section during wellness talking about understanding sleep, how to promote it with your clients and what happens within the body during the sleep cycles, because it is so important. And one of those things is having a wind down routine we talk about,
yeah. You know,
getting into that. And one of the biggest things is having phones. Like, we use our phones now as our alarms, right? And it's that light, that constant light is so detrimental to getting us into that, the natural sleep cycle. Because our body, our circadian rhythm should go with, you know, the rising of the sun. And that, along with the rising of the sun, actually hormones are released in your body. Cortisol gets higher to wake you up, to get you going. And then at the nighttime, you know, as the sun goes down, same thing, our body naturally should be, hormones are changing to get us ready to go into rest period. But with these lights that we constantly have on, like our alarm clocks and our phones going off, it screws with that. Our body doesn't know what's going on. And then we have problems falling asleep and we're not getting into the deep sleep we need to rebuild the hormones, our immune system and our muscles and all of that good stuff. So like you said, getting into that sleep routine, meditation, you know, warm baths, turning off your electronics 60 minutes before bed and not looking at them, having blackout curtains, like those are things that are going to help you get into that deep sleep and really be able to build the muscles. So if you're skipping your workout, you're going to spend that hour getting into your sleep routine.
Out of curiosity, Laura, what is your sleep routine? I don't need one. I like literally can fall asleep in like 4 seconds because I'm always so tired.
Oh, I can fall asleep too. I fall asleep so fast but I'm like, I can actually drink a pot of coffee and go to bed, but that is terrible. No,
that is really bad.
That is actually a sign of poor liver function, which I've been trying to work on my liver, supporting my liver.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that because my husband deals with that too.
Yeah. It's to do with the detoxification. Like it shows that your liver is not up to par. But that's a whole other. But for me, one thing I try to do, I mean, I'm still bad in terms of the phone and I try to, not look at it. I try to turn it off, but it's also my alarm. One thing I do 100% though, is I do have blackout curtains. Yeah. Because of my work schedule, because sometimes, you know, I'm going to bed later, sleeping in later, if I've got like stuff, you know, with time zones or whatever's going on. You can mimic in your room, you know, that darkness by having the windows close, the blackout curtains. So I find that really helps. It's not so bad now that I'm out in the country because there's not streetlights. But when you're in the city, like, so I could sleep with my windows if I wanted to, with my windows open without curtains. So as the sun comes up, you know what I mean? I'll naturally wake up with the light of the sun. But in the city, you know, there's streetlights and a lot of stuff that screws with your sleep anyway. So blackout curtains is probably one of my major things. And I always try to have, I usually drink some herbal tea before bed because I find it calming. Even though I could drink the pot of coffee, I don't drink the pot of coffee. But yeah, that's mostly for me. And the one main thing is kind of on my list of to-dos is I've got to stop looking at the phone.
It's interesting. That's one thing that I've actually tried to adopt into my schedule now is that I don't check my phone for any time, basically like after 10, excuse me. And I find it's really helped. I put my phone on do not disturb function so that it won't ring or I won't get any notifications or anything like that. And it's really been, it's been something that's actually just been really beneficial for me, I find. And yeah. Definitely, I also have the blackout curtains in my bedroom because I need complete darkness.
Well, and this is where, I mean, I know we're kind of all over the place in terms of the top, like our topic of skipping workouts, but I think it's so important because I think a lot of times people, when they do skip their workouts, they don't do the proper things for the day, for that day to benefit the body the most. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Like you should skip a workout for the reasons we're talking about, but you should also be practicing, you know, self-care and wellness during the days of rest because it, like we're saying, it's just as important, but you got to use that time effectively.
Definitely.
Get your Z's.
All right. So this topic will probably be perfect for you then, being that you have low liver function apparently with your caffeine. Number four is, our number four tip is when you are all hopped up on the C word, which is caffeine. So you should skip a workout if you have too much caffeine in your body. Did you know that?
See, I find that interesting because I'm going to kind of disagree a little with that.
Okay. It's not saying you shouldn't have any. It's saying when you have like caffeine jitters, like when you have like so much caffeine that you are feeling like over, like you're over energized from it. Like it's causing you to have like that kind of shaky caffeine feeling.
Yeah. See, I agree with that, but I do think that, I mean, there's been a lot of studies in terms of having like some caffeine, coffee, something before, like one cup of coffee before a workout, mainly weightlifting, in terms of, you know, helping to give you a little bit of an oomph, stimulate the nervous system a little bit, you know what I mean? Like get things kind of revved up. But the thing I have an issue with is these pre-workouts. Now, everyone, if you don't know what a pre-workout is, like it's a drink that people take or a gel before doing a workout, and they're full. Actually, I have some, hold on. I have some on my shelf. I'm going to grab it. I don't take it, but I got some sent to me, by a company to try. But basically in it, there's a whole bunch of vitamins, but there's also creatine, there's a lot of caffeine, there's pyridoxal 5-phosphate, I don't know, a ton of stuff. There's some good stuff in here though, L-arginine, which is a natural, it's an amino acid, but it gives you a lot of energy. Some people just take L-arginine as a pre-workout, just as a vitamin. But there's like a ton of like vitamin C, things like that. But what happens when you take these pre-workouts, and for me, I'm one of them, and which is strange because I drink coffee and I'm fine. But if I take a pre-workout, I'm shaking like a leaf. Like my heart is palpitating. My hands are shaking. I don't like it at all. And I think it's a very natural state to go into an exercise with. Whereas coffee, which is a natural beverage, to have a cup of coffee to give you a little push in your workout, is different. You know, so that's where I do agree with you on that sense. I don't think caffeine, I think when we think caffeine, we think coffee right away. I think it needs to be a little bit more clear in terms of what type of caffeine it is.
Well, but I do think that it doesn't necessarily have to be one type or another, because it can be coffee, but if you drink a full pot of coffee.
Yeah.
What I'm saying by this point is that if you're totally hopped up on it, so... Because as you were saying, a little bit can definitely boost your energy and can stimulate your central nervous system to rev up your estrogen a little bit more. But if you have too much, it can actually cause you to be jittery, anxious, nervous, or even have an upset stomach. And what's been shown is that when you are hopped up on caffeine, and say you're doing a HIIT workout, so a high intensity interval workout, it can actually be really bad for you, because bad for your overall recovery time. Because when you're doing high intensity intervals, you're actually revving your body up to max during the intervals. And then if you add in that caffeine overload, your heart rate will never actually recover to a normal pace during the recovery periods, which it's supposed to do.
Yeah. And that's where caffeine comes in terms of like, again, the pros and cons and utilizing it in a way. Like I always think if you're having a cup of coffee before a workout, good to, cause you're going to kind of burn it off during the workout in a sense. Do you know what I mean? Like if that,
yeah, you'll go through that sort of like energy.
But it is a stimulant, and especially if you're sensitive to them, because most, like a lot of people are, like a lot of people cannot drink one cup of coffee after noon and then they're can't sleep at night. You know what I mean? Like
totally.
They can only have one cup, if even that, but it is like you're saying, it's taxing on the nervous system. It is a lot of, it's a stimulant. It makes your, it's changing your body from its, in a sense, natural state. So then if you're also doing a HIIT workout or pushing yourself really hard, now you're kind of overstimulated, and again, your body wants to recover. The recovery time is going to be longer. It's going to be, it might be harder for your body to recover because, you know, you've got too much of a stimulant in your body. And I don't know. I just, like I said, I don't fully agree with, I guess you broke it down. Being too hopped up on caffeine, I don't like the pre-workouts. I think they're too much for the body. I also think a lot of them are full of fake shit that your body doesn't need anyways. A cup of coffee I'm fine with, probably also because I love coffee so much. I love it. But yeah, like I just think, again, listening to your body. If you're someone who reacts very quickly to caffeine, if you've had like even one cup, don't do your workout that, like, you know what I mean? During that time.
Yeah.
If you're someone sure. who reacts better to caffeine, or you have a sluggish liver like I do, then it's a different story.
No, for sure. And I mean, definitely, like I'm saying, you know, if you can handle caffeine, go for it. But if you're somebody who, if you're getting really hopped up on it and you're having that anxious or jittery feeling, your best bet is to still do something, your best option if you're feeling those caffeine jitters is to take a walk or do light exercise where you keep your heart rate at about a 6 out of 10 max. That way that you're still getting effects of moving, but it'll help you feel more calm and it won't add to that like anxious or like crazy energy vibe.
Well, and because exercise is a stress on the body, and that's what a lot of people forget, you know, like they forget that it is a stressor. And when we hear stress, we always think negative. Stress doesn't have to be a negative thing. Stress can be a good thing in certain ways. Exercise is a good stress on the body, but in manageable amounts. You know what I mean? Like if you are over-exercising, you are doing worse to your body than you're doing better. So it's kind of like when you're doing exercises and you're already stimulated and you're putting your body under more stress because of the caffeine, it is actually could be doing a lot more damage. So I just always like, I don't know. I feel like with, again, like it's working out smarter, not like, what was I saying earlier? We want to do more, but it's all about working out smarter. You know, it's about taking the rest periods, honoring your body, going through these things to let your body repair itself and then keep, you know, so when you do your workouts, you can have the most effective, efficient workouts as opposed to just having more workouts.
Definitely. So with that being said, we're going to wrap this up today.
Yay!
So just as a recap, the top four reasons why you should skip a workout without feeling the guilt. You are feeling sick, but like really sick. Your muscles are really sore and you need that recovery time. You're feeling completely exhausted, and we don't mean just like tired or lazy. We mean complete exhaustion, or that you were getting the caffeine jitters and your heart rate is already up there. Though in those situations, you should I recommend is you should not feel guilty if you decide to skip a workout those days. So Laura, what would be your main takeaway from today's podcast?
Well, my main takeaway would be, like you're saying, don't feel guilty about skipping the workout, but use the time effectively that you're not doing the workout. So don't use that time as an excuse to, you know, eat a whole bunch of processed crappy foods because you feel like, you know what I mean? Like you're like, oh, I just skipped my workout. I'm just going to do whatever I want. Or don't use it as a time to like stay up till 3 a.m. and play on your phone. Use it as a time to get a really good sleep, you know, like take a walk, do light movement, still do movement, do some stretching as opposed to doing, you know, your hard workout, but use it effectively to still heal your body, to still honor your body, but give it the rest time it needs to recover. That's my takeaway.
Awesome. And my main takeaway would be very similar, but also just that to remember one day is not going to make or break your progress. So if you are feeling any of these, or if there's a different reason that you have, that's something that you really need to process and deal with, don't feel like, oh my gosh, I skipped my workout. It's super detrimental. I need to like push myself anyways or whatever. Don't have that guilt factor. Don't let it play in your head. Know that one day skipping your workout is not going to change anything. Even up to a week will not change anything. I'm not suggesting you do that, but if you need to do that, don't feel as though you're going to completely lose everything and be starting over and feel frustrated. So honor your body, know that it's not going to make a massive difference whether you skip one day or not, and just kick that guilt to the curb so that you can just kind of like be okay with it.
Well, and that's where I actually just want to add in one more thing. I thought of one more thing to say, but just on what you were saying, I loved what you were just saying, but you know, I recently had gone through, some emotional drama and, you know, things I was dealing with emotionally. Physically, I was fine, but I could not. Usually workouts are my kind of, you know, my healing as an escape. I could not work out. It was like my body just did not want to do it. And this was the very first time in my life, being 36 years old, that I actually was like, Laura, that's okay. Like I gave myself permission to just be in that moment doing what my body wanted to do. And then I did get back to it. So if you are going through a phase like that, you know, don't add punishment on top of whatever else you're dealing with. Like you were saying, like it was such a beautiful time for me personally, even though I was going through all this emotional unrest, to finally give myself permission. But I'm like, it's okay. You know, you're not going to get fat. You're not going to lose your muscle mass. You're not, you know, like, so after 2 weeks of kind of processing, then I was like, you know what, I'm ready to go back. And my workouts actually came back better than I did before. Because sometimes a break is really good for your body just to be like, whoa, she gave me all the time off. Now what's she doing? Like, it's just a really cool thing for me on like a personal level and an emotional level. And we talk a lot about that, you know, obviously in all of our programming about how it's inside out. Like it's not, fitness is not just about the way your body looks. It's about your lifestyle and the way you feel emotionally just as much as the way you feel physically. So that was a huge win for me. So I just wanted to share.
Yeah, good job. It totally is. It's such a big thing. I go through that almost daily now being 8 months pregnant. I'm like, some days I just don't want to work out. So those days I usually just do yoga or I do light weights. Sometimes I'll just do upper body because it's not as like taxing for me. So, you know, I find the things that fit. But then some days, like yesterday, I'm so exhausted, I just decided to sleep in and then get up and not work out.
And I love it. I love it when you finally get, and the only word I could think of is permission, because, you know, you and I both went through such a long period of time where exercise was a punishment. So skipping a workout was like, you are a bad, bad person. Cause now you
it was unheard of. Really.
Yeah. Because now you ate a hot, like a, I was about to say a hot dog. Ew, gross. I never eat hot dogs. You ate a donut. Okay.
Like who eats hot dogs?
I know. I'm like, I do not eat hot dogs. I ate a donut yesterday and I'm like, oh my God, now today I'm skipping the workout. This I'm disgusting. I'm fat. Like, and it becomes this dialogue. And I know so, and the only reason I know we've got to wrap this up, but the only reason why I want to bring this up, cause I know so many women out there who are listening to this do this as well, or have experienced this. So when you get to the place that you can give yourself permission, which is the only word I kind of think of, and you shouldn't need permission to do things, but it's the only way to explain it. You know what I mean? Like, that it's okay. Like, you know what? You are allowed to skip a workout, eat a freaking donut, go through a day where you're, or 2 weeks where you're emotionally distraught. And the last thing you want to do is go to the freaking gym and see the grunting guy on the leg press one more day. Like, you're allowed to do that.
Yes. But,
you know, then you then get back into it, because working out makes you feel good. It makes your body feel strong. It makes you feel emotionally strong. Like, that's, it's just going with the flow of life. So I'm glad we actually ended on that note, because I think it really ties into the skipping the workout.
I agree 100%. All right. So listeners out there, of course, as always, we want to hear from you. So if you ever have any topics, ideas, or anything you want us to cover or any questions, feel free to reach out to us at info@fitchicks.ca. You can also check out our blog at fitchicks.ca.com and check us out on Instagram and Twitter at fitchicks and on Facebook at fitchicks bootcamp. And I think that's it, but yeah, give yourself permission. I know I got to go do my workout right now. So I did take yesterday off.
Exactly. And if you don't know what to do for your workout, check out our blog, because we do have a lot of really cool extras on there, workouts and things like that. fitchicks.ca/blog. So if you are maybe skipping the gym, but you still want to do a workout at home, then you can always get one there.
Awesome. All right. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.